Good morning, Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise. It's Monday the 6th of April and this is Adrian Dale with a daily briefing for the village on the first day of the new tax year. Yep, it was just bizarre in yesterday's paper seeing adverts urging people to put away their maximum tax-free ISA allowances. In the words of Dad's Army, don't they realise there's a war on? People in this village have been laid off. Others are still battling on the front lines for the NHS and the supply chains that keep this country going. Who's thinking about long-term investments now? Never mind all that. How lovely was the weekend's weather then? Fantastic. It was just perfect, just the boost that we all needed. With the sound of motorbikes roaring through the village all day yesterday, you could be almost forgiven for forgetting that we're in the middle of a national lockdown. Now, yesterday I had the great privilege again of delivering flowers from Blom's bulbs to various vulnerable households in the village. I asked Lynn to drive me round whilst I held on to the bucket of water in the back of the van. Now, joking, she said to me, is this really an essential journey? And would Matt Hancock really approve? But the reactions from residents were just a picture. We had smiles, we had tears and looks of amazement when I put the flowers on their doorstep, rang the bell and ran away, just like when I was a kid. The lift in spirits was just lovely. So actually, yes, this was definitely an essential journey. Now, I had the busiest weekend of the emergency so far. The parish council printer arrived and I was finally able to print the leaflet drop asking people from missing households to check in. We had an excellent response, with over 30 households contacting us. Most had no idea at all that the virus was in the village. Many had no idea there would be vulnerable households. And all but one household was very grateful that we'd taken the trouble to check. But there's always one, of course, but that household was particularly rude, telling me to mind my own business and not to come onto their property again. You can be assured that I won't, and I really hope they don't get ill. Contrast this with the lady I found who was truly alone, with no support and in medical isolation. Her relief and gratitude made all the efforts worthwhile. We will support her. I've said it before and I'll say it again. No one in this village needs to face this crisis alone. Now, there was a slight improvement in the figures released by the government yesterday afternoon. However, this improvement was concentrated in London. In the Midlands and elsewhere in the country, things took a turn for the worse. And that's all due to the time lag we've talked about before. This coming week will be crucial to see whether the social distancing measures are working. If they aren't, then I warn you, the lockdown will get tougher. We spoke with our son Johnny in London last night. The army are working 7 days a week in support of the NHS down there, and they're proud to be doing so. But he was absolutely horrified yesterday to see so many people out and about, congregating and ignoring the rules. These people are putting our NHS workers at risk, needlessly and selfishly. And he was so pleased to hear that our village is doing its bit properly. Like many of you, we watched the Queen last night with her message to the nation. She expressed the feelings of many in her admiration of the people that are working so hard to pull us through this crisis. In this village, we've got doctors, nurses, police officers, supermarket staff, teachers and warehouse workers. All are trying to keep this country running whilst juggling the challenges of their own lives. I salute you all and give my own pledge to do everything I can to help anyone in this village who needs it. Thank you.